The 12 Dates of Christmas, written by Jenny Bayliss and read by Laura Kerman. 1st of December, the first date of Christmas. Kate Turner stepped gingerly on the crisp, ice-dusted leaves and tried not to slip and land on her backside. She couldn't see where she was treading because of the large plastic containers in her arms. It was one of those perfect winter afternoons when the air feels cold and clean in your lungs. The sky was so blue it looked like a scene from a children's picture book, and her breath plumed in white clouds and rose up towards the pale winter sun. She leaned against the door of the Pear Tree Cafe, and it yielded. A friendly tinkle of bells above her head heralded her arrival. The cafe was full and warm and noisy, and the smell of fresh coffee was rich in the air. Condensation dribbled down the windows and clouded the view of the frosted world outside. A few people raised their heads from their cappuccinos and waved. Kate smiled and nodded back. Matt turned from the steaming black and silver coffee machine and grinned at her. "Thank God," he said, as dark liquid espresso filtered into a waiting cup. "We ran out of caramel brownies this morning. I thought there was going to be a riot." Matt's hair was permanently unkempt, and right now was standing on end like one of those trendy hairstyling adverts. He had a habit of running his hand through it when he was stressed, which only made it worse. Some might call his unruly mop ginger, but he insisted it was strawberry blonde. His skin was pale, in comparison to Kate's olive complexion, with freckles that got darker in the sun. He hated his freckles, though they afforded him a certain boyishness that women seemed to find charming, along with his deep-set hazel eyes, which Sarah, his girlfriend, said gave him a look of intense intelligence, but Kate insisted made him look slightly squinty, as though he had the sun in his eyes. A voice from across the cafe called out,
"I hear someone say brownies!"
Matt cleared a space on the counter, and Kate put the boxes down with some relief. She could feel her cheeks burning red in the heat, and as she unwound her scarf, her curly hair, which she had tamed especially, instantly began to spring up and puff out in the steamy atmosphere. "Over here, Terence," she called, "hot off the press." There was a scraping of chairs as regulars clambered over sleeping dogs and Christmas shopping to claim chunks of Kate's cakes. "I brought some more mince pies, orange and chocolate chunk shortbread, and Rocky Road as well," said Kate.
"You're a lifesaver," said Matt.
"Carla, can you come over here and take these cake orders, please?"
He picked up a check pad and handed it to the young waitress, who was instantly encircled by a small crowd of sugar-deprived customers. Matt took up his post back at the coffee machine, and Kate sidled up to the counter and perched on a stool next to the coffee grinder.
"What can I get you?" he asked.
Matt poured two shots of espresso into a wide-brimmed cup and added steamed milk. A flick of his wrist as the liquid reached the top made a caramel leaf pattern in the latte. He placed the cup on the counter behind him for Carla to deliver and began the next order.
"Just a flat white, please," said Kate as she slipped out of her coat and laid it across the back of a battered old sofa.
"Wow," said Matt, "you're a bit dressed up, aren't you? Where are you off to?"